Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. And welcome to spring, everybody. So all you folks up in the Northeast and wherever you've had all the cold weather, it looks like you're going to finally get a break. That beautiful voice you heard on the intro, by the way, is my lady. She's got a great voice, and glad to get her to do this little demo for you. And speaking of great ladies, my co-host tonight is one of the neatest ladies you will probably ever hear about and meet. This is Jan Drake Bakke. She's got all kinds of magic and animal cards. And, well, Jan, you just tell us about yourself. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you, Gary. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Well, yeah, I do animal totem readings, and the animals just started to show up in my mind's eyes, basically, in that area where we are able to capture and see and get messages and see things, and I'm able to see animals, spirit animals, and also people's passed over animals come through too. And so anyway, it's been a miraculous experience, and it sort of really happened on a show one day, and it was really my first show, and I've told this story a million times, but that's when the animals started coming through, and during a reading that I was giving to somebody, and boom, ever since then, I've been doing these kind of readings, and they just show up. So it's just my calling, and I'm grateful for it, and so that's what I'm doing. And if it weren't for Jethro Smith, who was my teacher and started me off in this, I don't think I'd be doing all this. So with you and all of the other amazing psychics in our Psychics Gone Wild group.
Well, you have a unique methodology, and of course, everybody has a unique mind, a unique soul, unique purpose, strengths, weakness, history, genes, so forth. So we all have a slightly different psychic perspective. And I think it's kind of interesting that you do animals, because that's certainly, if we look at the animal kingdom, they sure know some things that we don't, you know, about being
yes,
in peace and harmony.
I know. That's so true.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Just to let you
Thank
folks
you.
Know, we will be giving you readings tonight. Probably the first couple of you, Jan and I will both give you a reading. And just to let you know, 828 and 562, you're the first two in the bin, so stick with us. I wanted to say a little bit about myself. I got interested in psychic ability back in the 60s in college. I've been around for a while. Started giving readings in the early 70s. Actually, at the encouragement of a couple of astrologers who said, oh, I've got a lot of natural psychic ability in my chart. In 1977, I had the most incredible experience I will ever have, probably one of the most incredible one could ever go through. I had a near-death experience, and basically from a car accident, and wrote a book called A Second in Eternity about that experience. Those of y'all would be interested in looking into this. It's quite an interesting story. It's got all the police records in it. It was quite a public episode, you know. But the most incredible thing I've ever experienced at that time, I didn't know people had such experiences. There wasn't much written on it. I didn't even know what to refer to it as. I just knew what happened. Didn't expect anybody to believe me. But in the last 25 years, people have written more about it, talked more about it. So check out A Second in Eternity. It's a true and very interesting story about a near-death experience and what it showed me and the things that built up before I went there. In 1980, I met a very fascinating lady, one of the most accurate psychics I've ever known, and I've known a lot, named Alice Worrell. She passed away about a year and a half ago. God bless her, but she's still hanging around being my guide. She taught me a method called lithomancy that not many people know about. And for those of you calling in tonight, I will be giving you a lithomancy reading if you're interested. What this method is, it involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do it in person, the person drops the stones. When I do it over the phone, the caller says drop. I drop the stones. And in either case, I read them like a clock from the center up to the top and then around for 12 weeks each hour, representing approximately a week. In 2000, I was curious about how other people gave lithomancy readings. Couldn't find anything written on it. So I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's Lithomancy. And you can find about a lot of information about both Jan and I and some of the other psychics on Blog Talk Radio and on Psychics Gone Wild by going to PsychicsGoneWild.com. And when you go there, be sure and fill out the contact form. There's a box on the left side, contact, put your information in there. You will be registered to win all kinds of prizes and teacups and shirts and records and 3 trips to Mars, promise you. No, maybe not a trip to Mars. Anyway, yeah, nobody ever buys that one, do they? But glad to have you, folks with us. And always a pleasure to be with Jan. And a little later, Jan's going to read some poetry that she's written. But first, let's take a caller, Jan. Let's just see what's up with 828. Are you with us, 828?
Hi, Area you too. My name is Debbie.
What is it, Letty?
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Okay, Debbie. Well, good to have you. And why don't you let my dear Miss Jan Drake-Bakke do some animal card magic on you?
I would be very grateful.
Hi, Debbie.
Jan?
Well, I am seeing, right now I'm seeing kind of a scene right now. It looks like a full moon in an ocean. It's really a nice scene here. I don't know if you are in any way near that kind of location or anything like that.
I'm in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, near any water or anything? I've seen palm trees and everything.
Yeah, not right this minute. There's a little pond outside my yard, but no.
Okay. So anyway, that's usually what happens. I usually get a scene, and then all of a sudden an animal comes through, and I really was seeing a swan for you right away, and I think there's several more. And did you have a question along with it, or do you want to just know what, have a general thing about the swan?
I'm kind of doing a swan's transformation, getting my life back. And I actually talked to you a few weeks ago. You were amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess just whatever spirit has in mind for me to hear tonight is what I'm grateful for.
Okay, great. That's so nice. Well, with that, the swan is saying in here, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. And it's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of the spirit, trusting that all will work out. And you will soon find clarity and purpose in any confusion that you might be experiencing. So if that's a neat totem for coming in for clarity. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. What do you remember what animal I might have given you the last time? Just out of curiosity.
It was one of my already totems that showed up, but I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay. That's okay. I was just curious. No, that's fine. The swan is clear as day here, so I think you're needing the swan right now to help you keep your faith strong and to remember that and to trust in the will of the spirit, and all things will work out, and to keep your clarity and your purpose in check. It'll help any kind of confusion that you might be going through or anything. It'll be a good guide for you to just trust a little bit more on your path. I'm just going to go ahead and let Gary take it now.
Debbie, would you like me to give you a general reading for the next couple months?
I would, please.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm charging these 16 stones. Get them nice and warm, putting your beautiful name into them and your beautiful energy. And all you have to do whenever it feels right is just say drop one time real clearly.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you are going through a lot of change, looking at the past where things were better, communication was better, probably things with men were better. But you're moving into a period right now where you're actually going to start bringing a lot of luck to yourself, and it's almost by being tired of not having it that way. almost like a decision to really reach out spiritually, creatively, think big, think wise, because you're finishing off this period of conflicting emotions, feeling needing resolve about things. You're kind of finishing that off. And as you go through this first week, bringing to yourself inspiration on a spiritual basis and on a just it's a better choice rather than be tied in knots to start flying. As you do that, you're going to notice yourself feeling very lucky in the next week or two, not only about what you've been through, but where you're starting to go. So you are making a lot of progress on rearranging your life, so to speak. And by the third and fourth week here, because of what you're applying and because of how you're what you're learning and how you're applying what you've been learning, you've got the sun and the moon right close together. And that's just like in astrology, that's a strong thing. That's sun and moon lining up together puts you on the same page with yourself. I also notice a really strong triangle in all these stones, and that always shows that things are working together, probably more than you realize at this time. So give yourself a break, girl. It's the moral of the story. Give yourself a break. Let go. Move on. Start feeling re-inspired. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you really feel real fresh. You feel much more balanced. You feel more spontaneous. You've learned a lot about relationships, love, yourself. Are you planning on changing locations?
I just did. I actually moved to Savannah the first week of February.
Okay. Well, it felt like this change of locations is going to actually offer you a lot of good opportunity. I didn't know if you just had or were about to. Because it's going to open up a lot of spontaneity in you again. It's going to help you really with not only relationships and feeling good about love, but feeling good about opportunity. And toward the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, you're going to really recognize how much expansion you've brought to yourself and how good it feels. And toward the end of this three-month period, your decision-making, your ability to communicate is quite different than it has been. You feel much more empowered. So you're going to end up this three-month cycle with sort of what I hope you decide to choose for yourself as empowerment. And a fresh sense of spirituality and so forth. You go down that road, you're going to find it. Lighten up, be a little happier, be freer, believe in yourself, take this change, move as a good thing. Let it bring you new opportunities, because it will. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It makes perfect sense. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Well,
I'm
good, Debbie.
I'm curious. to see what, because I know I can't physically keep doing the job I'm doing, so I know I need to walk my true path. And
you're getting back on path more than you believe. I hope it helps you, Debbie.
You did. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank
God
you both.
Take
you.
Care, Debbie.
Thank you.
For absolutely.
Go ahead. We'll probably give a reading each to the first couple callers, and then as people line up, we'll probably rotate. If you have called in, you do want to make a comment or get a reading, be sure and press 1 so we will know that you are in the host room. 915, who are we speaking with on 915? Can you hear us? Or 951,
yes,
excuse me. 951,
hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, okay, how you doing, man?
Good.
All right. Well,
hey,
I'm going to let
Nathaniel.
Jan throw some magic at you.
Sure.
Magic. Throw me your magic.
Okay. Nathaniel, I see a. Oh, how funny! It looks like it's not a truck this time, but it is a type of like transportation, you know, and it kind of looks like a horse and buggy kind of situation. That's kind of different, but the cow. It's the cow, and I don't remember what I gave you the last time, but today it's the cow. So let's just see what the cow is saying. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Good. So it's saying right here, this is a very nourishing time for you to be willing to partake of all that is offered to you. You have nothing to worry about, as you're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts. This is a time for mending and healing the relationship with your mother, whether she's alive or passed into spirit or wherever she is. You may wish to stand in your truth. And once you've made that decision, don't let others sway you. You may be called upon to offer some sort of sacrifice for the greater good. And call on the cow, although the cow is coming to you, but call on the cow when you need nurturing and nourishment, both physically and emotional. So nourishment, I was thinking of another word, that's what it sounds like, maybe that you're needing a little bit of just support and inspiration to carry on with what you're doing. So I know that you're trying to do a lot of different things right now, from what you've said before. And when you're capable of doing of sensing danger and opportunity and are able to discern between the two, you're willing to put others before your own, and you're also very generous and giving with your heart, and you're known for your compassion and caring. So this sounds really good, and I just want to wish you well and hope that everything's going okay with you, and are you making headway with what your plans are,
you know,
and everything?
Day by day, I get something done, you know, in some different area,
uh-huh.
You know. It's like, well, today's the clean house day, or today's the day I go to the doctor and take care of a mess of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so,
good.
I've just been doing this, and I'll probably be, before I move, it'll probably be at least a month or two. So, I'm just getting ready for the day.
Awesome.
You know, the second word that you said in the beginning, this is a time of, what did you say?
Let's see here. This is a time of nourishing, a nourishing time for you. And you have nothing to worry about, as you're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts. This is a very nourishing time for you.
So it's kind of an abundance card or kind of a care card.
Yeah.
For all your needs will be met by the cow and the
mm-hmm.
milk and cottage cheese
yes.
and
yogurt.
All the great heights and virtues of the cow and, you know.
You got it.
Orange sherbet or whatever of life.
Ice cream.
But,
yep. So that's
yeah,
very well, positive.
Super.
All
and
right.
Nathaniel, you're one of our early callers, so you get a 2-for-1. Would you like a general 3-month reading? You got a question or both?
I'm just, you know, hoping for a move, you know, and a, kind of a restructure. But I have to, you know, clean up some air, do some spring cleaning, and cut my weight as far as what I have to move, and throw away some junk items, you know, like bottom
no,
floor.
We're
or
always
kind of
doing that.
But
clearing
but
things
last,
out.
The last couple of years, I've moved out of my house, so I've shed all the things that I've owned, and some of the things I threw away a couple of days ago were vitamins from years ago. I just moved, you know, instead of things I've had in boxes and stuff.
Well, would you like me to tell you what I see over the next couple of months?
Oh yeah, I'd be thrilled.
Okay, now if all you have to do. Oh, by the way, you folks, if you're calling in, if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1. Some of you have been on hold for a while, and if you press 1, we'll know you want a reading. Otherwise, you're free to listen. We just want to let you know. Nathaniel, all you have to do when it feels right is one time real clearly just say drop, okay?
Okay.
Whenever it feels good for you.
Okay,
you still with? All right, brother. Well, yeah, you are going through a lot of change. I can see it right here in the center. And really, it's actually very lucky for you. It feels like you've got a whole new attitude about love and your own. And it feels like this is your own love, your own feeling of being reborn again and rebirth. You've got the luck stone right in the center with Mars, commitment, Jupiter, Neptune, and Mercury. And that's a lot of good decisions. It's a lot of good energy. It's a almost like reinventing yourself, a commitment to yourself to find new peace, new harmony, and new balance. And as you start this 3-month period off with just the feeling of love being empowering for you, you're going to see that that's expands along the way. And by the second into the third week here, a lot of your concerns from the past are sort of washing away because you are reaching this balance and harmony that you've been looking for. It's not overnight, but the fact that you're looking for it, the fact that you're working for it, and the fact that you're ready for it, that matters. Intentions matter. So you've got good intentions here. And as you go through this first couple weeks, not only do you get this sense of balance in, but from the 5th and 6th and 7th week here, you're opening up for a lot of fresh surprises in your life. Intuitively and spiritually, you're really growing a lot. And that's because you're letting go of some of this stuff from the past and you're really centering on a new sense of organization around your environment and within your the way you think, the way you see things. So by the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, it's like the magic of your place is coming back in full strength. So you've got the magic stone next to the place stone, next to Mercury. There's a lot of empowered feelings that you get from the 9th week on to the end of this 3-month period. And it's not an accident you pull this off. It's because you're consciously deciding in this first week to really feel good about things. And feel that as your new motto, your new method,
right.
So forth.
Right.
So stick with it, man. It'll work for you probably better than you believe right now. Don't limit yourself on how much you can grow. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, it does. It hits right on the mark. I was just going, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, you know. And thank you both just a lot. Appreciate
you too,
it.
Sure.
appreciate you calling
you
in, brother.
Okay, Matt. Thanks
all
for
right.
You too. And all you folks can listen back on the archives after the show's over, I guess soon thereafter they publish the archives. 562, you've been with us for a while. You just pressed 1, so we're going to get to you. 562, are you with us? Can you hear me?
I'm right here.
Who are we speaking with, my dear?
Cheryl in California.
Cheryl, okay. Typing your name in because the typewriter works better than my memory.
Well, at least it's not manual. If you remember those way back in the dinosaur days.
Amen. Hard to believe we worked so long without computers, isn't it?
I learned to type on a manual.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I remember when I was a kid, we'd go to the airline, we'd fly across the country, and they'd write it down in a little logbook.
Yeah.
Hand it to the pilot. How can we help you tonight, Cheryl?
I'm open. I have a lot of things on my plate. You can go in 100 different directions. I'm open to what you have. Is that possible, or do you really want a question?
No.
I have a lot of things on my mind. So.
Well, Jan, you pull a quick card, and I'll do her some stones,
yep.
Okay?
I got a rabbit right away, Cheryl.
Okay.
So, rabbit, this is a very creative time for you, and it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. And be extra careful for the next couple days. If anything strange shows up, to leave quickly. It's saying here, try a vegetarian diet if you're interested. And then it says, rather than steady step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds, and you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a big burst of intense activity. And you're a great strategy.
I got the wheels. I got a lot of wheels in motion.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of what you say is making sense. I got the wheels in motion, waiting for stuff to happen.
And then, but it says to be ready with a backup plan, and also you're good at stressful situations too. You're an optimistic and generally so positive that you find it hard to tolerate gloominess or pessimism. That's cool. Anyway, with the rabbit right there, also rabbit is also like maternal too. It's like giving birth a lot. So you must be giving birth to a lot of projects. And
they've been ongoing for a long time, kind of stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going through, you know, paperwork and, you know, this other kind of stuff. So now it's
right.
Like I'm almost to fruition, you know, in some
mm-hmm.
things. But it's been a long, long, long journey.
Long journey. Well,
as
the
Grateful Dead said, it's what a long, strange trip it's been. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. I'm really ready. All done, Gary.
Okay.
Cheryl, would you like me to give you a little 3 months what I see is happening?
Oh yes, that'd be very nice.
Okay. And again, to you folks calling in, and we got a lot of people calling in. But if you do press 1, we'll know you want a reading. You can certainly just listen. But if you do press 1, a little question mark comes up, and that means you want to. Talk or get a reading or so forth. So having said that, Cheryl, I'm charging these stones up in my hand as we speak, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay. Well, part of looking back at the past, at the changes, relationships, things have gone both good, bad, and ugly, it's sort of re-inspiring you. You've got love right here in the center. And that's very healthy for you. And you've got the magic stone next to it. So as you go through this first week or two, really stretch your concept of love. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up to really like have a whole new series of goals in your life and a whole new set of plans. So even if you don't have all that information right now at hand, what your direction is and so forth, it doesn't mean you can't love every day about it. Just as Nathan was saying a while ago, I deal with this day at a day, day at a time. That's all we have, is the moment and the day that we're living. So refresh yourself on how good life feels, on love, on all this sort of good possibilities you're going to bring into your life, and then you'll start actually seeing them. It's like you go out to, if you want to catch fish, you first decide to pack up the boat, get the bait, and go out to the lake. And by the third and fourth week, you've brought in a lot of luck to yourself. You've really, even in this first couple days and week, you're just shifting to a point of, here's where I'm going. To hell where I've been, here's where I'm going. By the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, plans with commitments, with new ideas about whether it's business plans or what you're going to spend your time doing, you're getting a lot of information about that. Like we're very comforting, very, grounding you. And all during this process, you're letting go of more and more of your fears and your doubts. By the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, you've got the Life Stone, Sun Stone, Jupiter, Play Stone, a lot of very interesting, powerful stones here lined up together. So seventh and eighth and ninth week here, not only are you realizing your fresh dreams, even if you don't know them all right now, you'll find that out in the first couple of weeks. Not only are you realizing them, that's going to put you back in a feeling of love, of creativity, and of like long-term hopes and dreams. And it's also going to bring to you a lot of fresh ways of looking at everything, fresh ways of doing things, so you don't feel like you're trying last year's tricks or methods to get ahead for this year. It's like a whole new game plan coming into play. And by the end of this three-month period, the feeling of love that you put in these first couple days and week is going to really help you set up a lot of winning scenarios for you. So even though you're not sure exactly which button to push and which thing, and there is a lot of change, as you allow yourself to feel love, you're going to see what's most important, what to do first, what to put on hold, and that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of that now. I'm doing legal documents for my husband to sign, estate planning, so that's in motion. I'm changing my, you know, I was sick for a while, and sick people don't take care of their teeth.
That's the healing that you're going through, yeah, part of that.
Yeah, and so I'm going through, I was going to a school, they're slow as molasses, so now I'm kind of changing that plan up and going to a local dentist and trying to see one that will work with my insurance and kind of work with that, so I'm changing that plan up. Trying to get my husband to a couples retreat. He agreed to go. It took me a year to get him to agree.
Oh, that feels like that's a good thing. That's what I was feeling, this relationship.
Yeah, but I'm
kind of
up in the air whether he's going to show up because...
Well, no guarantee of anything. Do your best.
You know, it's like he stresses me out. You never know if you're coming and going with him, you know. I think he makes me crazy. And so then surgery, I'm finally going to have to pay for it myself, but I've gone through all the appeals process, so the surgeon is willing to work with me. And so that's a positive. I'm finally getting my repair surgery done.
Yeah.
So that's the wheels are in motion there. Wheels are in motion.
You're on a good trip, darling, and the things you're talking about certainly fall into play with what I'm seeing here as far as healing and remanaging things and having a lot of prosperity, good feelings, and balance coming out of your life. So keep doing what you're doing. Go ahead.
The legal with the DA, I'm still looking for criminal charges. I haven't heard from them. They've been awfully quiet.
Well, they're delaying. They're delaying things, and they're trying to do more. All the dots aren't connected yet. Like more investigation, more information is needed.
So they really haven't dropped it. They're still working on it.
Well, it's not necessarily as much a priority as to you, but sometimes you have to. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Oh, I have to start making noise.
Right,
okay.
A little bit. Cheryl, we're going to move on. We've got a lot of callers here. I hope that helps.
Take
you,
care, Cheryl.
You know, my dog, I hate to do this, but my dog we've had for like 17, 18 years, she passed away on Saturday. We had to put her down.
Oh,
we went
boy.
Through that recently with my girl's dog. Be at peace with it. Be at peace with it. See your friend, your animal in your dreams around you and so forth. But we do have to move on, Cheryl. We've got a lot of callers. Okay, my dear.
All righty. Okay,
thank you, dear.
Thank you. You guys have been wonderful.
God
bless.
Take
care, and we'll talk to you another time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jan, I want to hear your poem. You said you had a poem for us tonight. And after that,
yeah.
We're going to 429 and 202 and 111. So y'all stick with us.
All right. Good. Great. Okay. Well, this is called it's called Good Luck Poem. And it goes, good luck is when you smile at me and I feel your heart and then I smile back at you. And that is always a nice place to start. Good luck happens when I hear a song that was a favorite of a loved one that is passed on. I know they are saying hello and not really gone. Good luck is a byproduct of our good intentions and sincerity. It happens to us suddenly when we least expect it. But it's not always a rarity. I think it's a gift from the spirit. We can tap into that good luck divine clarity. Good luck is a presence. It's a continuing essence of never-ending acceptance, our inherent remembrance of infinite energy that becomes a pure deliverance. A good luck experience. May you have many, reaping them continually, bringing you abundance of them joyously, coming to you morning and night and giving you always love and light. And that's it.
That's beautiful, girl. That's beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
You're right. Luck is something we create. It really is. We bring it to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, maybe from a past life, maybe from what we did last week. But there are no accidents. There are no coincidences in this universe. Everything's cause and effect. We see the effect. We may not see the cause. But you're right. We bring it to ourselves. I wrote a song about a month ago for an actors meeting that I hold for a bunch of actors and writers. And having heard a lot of people in readings say, well, let's see what happens. I wrote this little song. I'll just give you the lyrics. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
It goes, let's be honest and admit it. We'd all like to be a star, but you have to have your chops up to pull it off, and you start wherever you are. Attitude is number one. Persistence and patience make you wise. Talent is important, but it's just a small part. Look, the proof is right before your eyes, because I'm singing it. You can sit around thinking, let's see what happens. But here today, make happen what you dream about so your dreams can come your way. And that's what we do. We make happen what we want, what goes on in our life, more than we realize. Be creative, folks. Be inspired. Be happy. Use your mind. Use your capacity. Dream outside the box. Let go of past fears and doubts and on and on and on. But those are actual applicable techniques to make life happier, more fun, and so forth. So loved your poem, Jan. I hope you all liked
Thank
the song.
Thank you. I loved your song. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to put the version on with me singing and playing the acoustic guitar, but my voice is so bad. I've never been a good singer. Brings me up to this, folks. You'd be surprised what you can do with attitude.
That's right.
I'm 67. I spent my whole life playing music professionally and giving readings. Last 25 years of my life playing solo, piano, guitar, and me, and never had a great voice, but attitude, it's number one. I made people think I was good, and they heard me. So you'd be surprised what you can pull off. Having
That's
said that,
awesome.
856, are you with us?
Hi, how are you? You have a good voice.
Who are we speaking with?
Rosa Maria, how are you guys?
Good, Rose. How can we help you, my dear?
I'm not lucky. I was just wondering what my friend's issue is with me. Whatever it is, what you can pick up with that energy. A lot of chaos.
Do you want to take that, Jan?
Sure. Uh-huh. now, did you say a friend? What was happening with the friend and the chaos? Is that it?
What his issue is with me.
What his issue is, okay. Well, the first thing that I saw when you start talking was this, like, big bird with big, huge wings. So I'm thinking that I don't think it was an eagle, because usually I see the eagle up high in the air. This one was kind of swooping down. So I think it's a hawk. So I'm just going to go with that. And I know hawks are high up in the air too, but it doesn't feel like an eagle to me. So it feels more hawk-like. And so let's check it out and see what.
I think you hit that. Like, he is a hawk, especially with.
Oh, he is a hawk. He has a hawk-like. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So because it. Right away, as soon as you came in, it was like, boom, there is the hawk. Wow. So let me see if I can find it. And, okay, here it is. So let's see. Yep. You're caught up maybe in too many details. So step back so you can get a greater perspective on the situation. Stay alert and focused on the task before you, eliminating as many distractions as possible. So I'm not, so do you think we're talking about him, or if this might be good for you too, so you know what I mean, so just whatever, but spend some time observing and studying the situation, and when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive. Pay close attention to your surroundings, and you could be receiving an important message. And be aware of any personal or psychic attacks, and be prepared to protect yourself and maybe even defend yourself. Does he get a little bit weird sometimes? Or?
He starts blocking my numbers, and when he gets, I won't say the word, the thing, gets upset. Aww. And he gets upset with me, and he has a lot of things going on, and I know there's
mm-hmm.
something behind it, and I have a lot of
mm-hmm.
things going on at once, too.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of the feeling that I can sense there, and so, but it also says stop trying to change others or the situation. And so that's a powerful statement in itself. Just think about that one, you know, do the best you can with that. We always want the best for our loved ones, and sometimes we want to change them or try to help them, you know what I mean, so that they can get better. But sometimes we can't always change them. They have to work on themselves to change themselves. But we can inspire.
True.
We can inspire it, you know what I mean? We can inspire them to want to help themselves. And then as we help ourselves, we are helping them because they're watching you helping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes like a circle, a cycle. Anyway, let's see if there's anything. Gary, do you want to take any of this, or shall I?
Well, you know, real quickly, the thing I was feeling, Rosemarie, is not necessarily what he's doing, but what you can do. And that's get above it, put it in context. Be wise about it. Don't let it bring you down. Be empowered. And all these four or five things, they may sound like hippy trippy cosmic stuff, but they're real practical techniques. You know, if a fly keeps bothering you, move or swat it. And I'm not necessarily saying move from him or swat him, but elevate yourself above it. People can do all sorts of crazy things and be unfair. I mean, look at the news every day. There's nutcases all over the world doing all
mm-hmm.
sorts of stupid, crazy things. You can't change the world. You can't change anybody. You can only change yourself. And as Jan said, you can influence people. But what I'm feeling, you give yourself a break. You start rising above it. You'll understand why in time. But don't drive yourself crazy trying to figure it out now, because the most important thing you need to do is evolve beyond it, above it, and start using those techniques I mentioned. Does that help you, girl?
Yep, it does.
You have a good night, Rosemary. Thanks for calling
in. You too.
Take care, Rosemary.
Want to remind all you callers, go to psychicsgonewild.com. You can find more about Jan Drake Bakke and about myself, Gary L. Wimmer, about what we do on readings. Be sure and go on the left side where it says contact on Psychics Gone Wild. Give us your information. We'll set you up for some prizes and find a lot of information about us. Let's see. We're going to the next caller here, which is... Now, 813, you've been on hold for a while, but you haven't pressed 1, so not sure you want a reading or make a comment. But 202, we have you on. Who are we speaking with, 202?
Hi, my name is Dee.
Dee, is that correct?
Dee?
Yes.
How can we help you, my dear?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your writing and your talent. It's actually pretty inspiring. For me, with me trying to work on expressing mine. My question right now, so my question is about, finding some more practical work. And if you see me securing a full-time job, either with the place where I'm currently temping or someplace good, if it's something that I've been interviewing with, or a new place will come along, or anything that's going to help me kind of get more stable.
Jan, you want to take that? Want me to take it?
Sure.
Or both?
Uh-huh. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
I didn't quite understand exactly what you were saying there with, were you trying to keep a job or you're trying to get a job? I didn't get that.
I'm trying to get a permanent job. I've been temping, but there's no benefits. And healthcare, I mean, you know, while it was a really nice intention, is completely unaffordable for me. And so, I've kind of decided instead of trying to focus on my solopreneurship, it's probably just going to be that time where I get full-time work and get benefits.
Right. Well, I'm seeing a... It's a deer with antlers, so that's a what would you call that? That's an elk, I think, or a stag. It's not the female deer; it's the one with antlers. So I think it's the elk, and that means that there's more. There's like I don't know. It's like the masculine energy is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
That's the feeling I'm getting too. It's like this, like mask, but like you know, that kind of energy is what you're needing, and it's coming around you to give you inspiration and sort of a thrust, a push, maybe kind of thing. And but it says right here that if you've been involved in any kind of aggressive or negative circumstances, you need to seek out safety and nurturing situations and people. So. I don't know about that, but more than ever, trust your gut and your instincts right now, and you're coming into a place where there's going to be a nice adventure and one that will take you down many pathways and lead to many important insights. So be gentle with yourself. And you may be in a phase of your life where you're wandering about without a clear sense of direction. So try and just follow your intuition on the direction that you're trying to go in with the jobs. And then here it goes. It says, no wonder why I was seeing it that way, because here it says right here, you maintain a balance of mastery and masculine traits, authority, protection, and then along with you maintain a balance with the feminine characteristics, too, of love, nourishment, and surrender. So this is a really good balance. You're highly sensitive and intuitive and often aware of other people's feelings, and you move with intention, awareness, and speed. So you have the ability to do a lot, it sounds like. And I would just say to try and do all these things with being clear in your heart about what you want to do. And if you can't get that job with the good insurance, then you have to keep looking for it then, because I know that is so important to have those benefits, and you need to have them. Sometimes you might have to just take something so that you can survive and then get the other job that has the benefits. You know what I mean?
That's kind of what I've been doing, at least with temping. And, yes, I'm trying to get the job with the benefits while I've been temping for the last several months. So,
yeah.
Yes, I was just hoping to get any sense of, I don't know, hope if something is coming soon.
Hey, Dee, let me add something. While you were talking,
sure.
I just dropped stones for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just do that, just drop for you.
Right.
You're looking back a little bit at the past and the fact that it's repeated itself, and indeed it has to some degree. But that's helping you focus on is how to break that cycle. Yeah, there's a real practical situation about jobs, availability, pay, health insurance, and so forth. But there's no limit to how much you can imagine and draw psychic ability and draw miracles to yourself. And that's why you're going through in these first couple weeks. I feel like you're not only going to score a good job, but I feel like you're going to eventually set up your own business. It may not be something that you see immediately, but the visionary part of you allow it to come out even more so, and in a very relaxed way, not in a forcing way, not in a cramming way, not in a desperate way, but in a very enlightened way, because that's really what you're learning here in the next couple weeks, and getting over the fears of things not happening opens you up to having them happen. You'll understand more later. I hate to use myself as an example, but I spent 45 years as a professional musician and had everybody in the business interested in recording my songs. Never got the final cut. About 5 years ago, I quit playing music because of back pain. I'm 67. It's not like I'm in demand. And now that I look back, I know why I didn't become a megastar or even a mega popular writer, because I would have been in Nashville writing stupid songs for country artists I really don't care about. And so now I look back and think, well, I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to do. I can't complain about the long time it took to come here, but I can suggest to other people, be at peace with where you're at, because that's right where you're at. And as you go through this next week and so forth, you really start dreaming a little bit more outside the box, but more relaxed. Do you understand what I'm saying? More relaxed about it, more creative, more inspirational, because that's going to bring not only you to a point of magic, but it's going to put that magic in you. When you go talk to that employer, you can look them in the eye and say, I'm the best person. I'm the one you want. There's 40 people out there, but I'm the best you're going to hire. That sort of confidence is what you want to sell. And that's how, in this first week or two, I had to just say this, recreate yourself. You're pretty damn good. It's not that you're that far off. It's just a little tweaking with peace and balance and patience. By the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, I feel like you're going to have a lot of good changes in your favor. Okay?
Oh, good.
I hope that helps.
Thank you,
Dee. God bless you,
Thank
girl.
You so much. Appreciate
Take care,
it. You
Dee.
Too.
Good luck.
You too.
You too, girl. We've just got a few more minutes, and I did promise 111 we'd get to you. You've been here for a while. 111, can you hear us? Hold on. I'm getting the mic on you. 111, are you there? Well, we lost 111, so we are going to go to 770. 770.
Hi, Gary.
Yes,
Hi.
Who are you speaking with?
This is Maddie.
Maddie, we just got a few minutes. What can I help you with?
No, I have a quick question. I have a concern about my daughter and the new friend that she has in her life. I really don't feel that he's the best for her, and but she feels that she wants to make it work, and I want to stay out of it. I really want to stay out of it, but I want to try to guide and direct her also. And what did you see with that?
Well, I see that you're right at both counts. You should stay out of it, but you should guide her. Your gut instinct on both is correct. People have to learn their own lessons. So she's going to probably continue to be relating to this guy and doing the best she can to make the relationship work. It's not necessarily wasted and lost energy, because she's learning to improve her own skill set. Even, and that allows her to see the true colors, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to open her eyes. So, yes, inspire her. Stay out of it as much as you can, but inspire her from a distance. Give her information when it's applicable, when she will listen, and then let her just make the discoveries on her own. Because you can't make people do what you want, even your daughter.
But you can inspire. That's so true. I know that. But it's not. It's like, wow. I wish. You know, when you're around it and see it, you know, it's like, ah. Oh. But it's kind of tough when. If I was not around it, and you know, then able
oh,
to
yeah.
see it, it wouldn't bother
well,
you.
Relax. I don't think she's going to marry this guy. But what she's doing is she's learning a lot about her own limits of patience,
okay.
of endurance, and so forth. And he's a perfect test case to learn that. Trust me. You know.
He's a what?
he is a perfect test case for her to learn the limits of her endurance, her patience, and so forth. He's got some good qualities. He's just kind of screwed up, maybe a little bit lazy or out of the picture or something like that. I don't know if it's drugs or alcohol or just childhood.
He does have some qualities. I actually see him as a playboy.
Well, he is, you know, and I know that role. I'm 67. I've never been married. I know that role. I've played that my whole life. I hope that helped you, Maddie.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Take care, Maddie.
It's been a pleasure, again, being with you, Jan. Always enjoy
you
your
too,
readings.
Gary. It's really fun.
Yeah, you folks, check out Psychics Gone Wild. Check out Jan Drake Bucky. Check out Gary Wimmer and the other psychics. You can also go to LITHOMANCY, lithomancy.com, and find out what I do about my books and so forth. Hope to see you folks next week. I was actually supposed to be on Monday night, but because of some changes, couldn't make it last night, so I'm on tonight. We didn't get to all you folks. We tried. Call back next week. Next Monday, I'll be on, and next Tuesday, I think Jan's on. So
right.
We're going to go out. Is that correct, Jan?
Yeah, Tuesday night with Chris White.
All right. Good. We only got a minute or two. I'm going to play just a minute and 30 seconds of an old song I wrote, an old recording called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. Hope you all enjoy it. See you next week. God bless. Love you, Jan.
Love you too, Gary. I love that song too. You're going to play.
All right. Don't be through it to me. See you folks next week.
Troubles will disappear. Laughing.